This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are going to touch our lives and enrich our understanding of the universe. So today we're going to talk about Albert Einstein. Was he right anyway? Have there been any experiments at all? Any experiments at all that contradict Einstein's special and general theory of relativity? We have two special guests today, Professor Clifford Will, Professor of Physics at the University of Florida, and Professor Nicholas Unis, Professor of Physics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And so we're going to talk about Einstein, not the iconic figure that we see selling all sorts of things on television, no. We're going to talk about some of the deepest secrets of space, time, matter, energy, the beginning of the universe, how the universe may end, all the different challenges that were made to Einstein's theory. You know, I remember recently from CERN, Geneva, Switzerland, where they had the Large Hadron Collider, there was an announcement made that Einstein was wrong. That conclusively, they said, an experiment showed that a beam of neutrinos shot from Geneva, Switzerland to Italy went faster than the speed of light. Well, you can imagine, all hell broke loose. Physicists began to roll their eyes to the heavens and shake their head. No, people claim, the experiment must be wrong. Sure enough, the experimenters later revealed the fact that they miscalculated the distance between Geneva, Switzerland, and Italy. And how did they misjudge the distance? They used the GPS system incorrectly. The irony is, the GPS system is a relativistic system. It uses both the special and the general theory of relativity so you don't get lost, so that generals can fight wars and people won't get lost in the great oceans, because we have to take into account the corrections due to relativity. So that's the irony. Using Einstein's theory to try to disprove Einstein is a touchy business. So we're going to talk about all these things in today's program. Also, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, talking about our future in outer space. You know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program, and that's why they're not here today. Sorry about that. We do have a space program, and the question is, can our space program help us to withstand all the different kinds of catastrophes that could befall the planet Earth? Also, go to my Facebook site. We have 4 million fans on Facebook. Okay, well, once again, the book is called, Is Einstein Still Right? Black Holes, Gravitational Waves, and the Quest to Verify Einstein's Greatest Achievement. With us online, we have 2 special guests today, Professor Clifford Will, Professor of Physics at the University of Florida, and also Professor Nicholas Unis, Professor of Physics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. So, Professor Will, first question for you is, how did you, as a youth, get steered in the direction of science and eventually theoretical physics?
I first became interested in something semi-scientific, I guess, in the 9th grade. I wanted to be an architect. It's not terribly scientific, but at least it's kind of technical. But then by the 10th grade, I decided I wanted to be a geneticist. These were the early days of the World Health Organization, an organization that is very much in the news today, of course. But that lasted only about a year, and by the 11th grade, I had started reading some books on physics, particles, and some books on astronomy and so on. And so by the 11th grade, I was totally hooked, and I wanted to be a physicist. So when I signed up to go to university in my local hometown of Hamilton, Canada, I registered as a physics major at the freshman registration desk. My mind was totally made up.
Okay, Professor Yunus, what steered you as a youth in the direction of science and eventually physics?
Well, for me, it was Star Trek all the way. So I grew up, I was born and I grew up in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. And, my passion there was soccer. I used to play almost every day. But then at night, I enjoyed watching reruns of Star Trek The Next Generation. And I was particularly fascinated by, their encounters with black holes and time travel and neutron stars and a supernova and things like that. So as I became older, in high school in Argentina, you have to decide what it is you want to do university before you enroll in university. And so I thought deeply and decided that, although nobody in my family had pursued a career in physics or in mathematics, my dad is a psychiatrist and my mom is an educator, I was going to do physics, and astrophysics in particular, because that's what I felt really passionate about.
Okay, now, Professor Will, let me ask you a question. Even school children know the equation E equals MC squared. They don't know what it means, but they've heard the equation. And the teacher tells them that that's the secret of the atomic bomb. It's a secret of the stars. That's why the stars twinkle at night. That's what lights up the universe. And, of course, you cannot go faster than the speed of light. Even school kids know that. But that's an earlier theory, a special theory of 1905. Einstein went beyond that, which is the subject of your book, the general theory of 1915. So explain to us in simple terms, what is the difference between the earlier theory of Einstein of 1905, which gives us the secret of the stars, and the more powerful general theory of 1915?
Right. The special theory was really about trying to understand the laws of physics in reference frames that are moving relative to each other at various speeds from a slowly moving boat, but all the way up to frames that might be moving close to the speed of light. But importantly, this theory totally neglected gravity. It assumed that you could be in a frame that would move at the same speed in a straight line forever. This is something we don't know on Earth because of gravity. Gravity will ultimately pull you down toward the Earth and deflect your motion. But Einstein was able to imagine, 50 years before the space program, being way far from the Earth in empty space, where you could imagine such frames moving uniformly. But once he completed the theory, within almost a year of completing his 1905 special relativity, he realized that he had to somehow deal with gravity and try to incorporate that into his whole program. That's a very difficult problem, and it took him 10 years until 1915 to find a theory that would mesh gravity with the principles that he had underlined in 1905. It was a very hard problem. He worked very hard at it, but finally achieved it in the fall of 1915.
Okay, Professor Yunus, let me ask you a question about curved space-time. It was William Shakespeare who once said famously that all the world is a stage, and we are actors making our entrances and exits on the stage of life. So Isaac Newton comes along and says, aha, space is a stage, an inert, motionless, static arena in which all things move. But then Einstein comes along and says, wait a minute, space can be curved. So after the break, let's take a short commercial break. I want to ask Professor Yunus, what does it mean for space to be curved? The stage of life to be bent and warped. Well, once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135. So stay tuned as we ask the question, is Einstein still right?
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're going to ask a question. Is Einstein still right? I mean, think about it for a moment. It was back in 1905 that Einstein said you cannot go faster than the speed of light. The time can slow down the faster you move. Has that held up? And now we have the general theory of relativity. We have black holes, gravity waves. Do they confirm Einstein's theory of gravity? With us today are two professors of physics, Professor Clifford Will, Professor Nicholas Yunus. The book is called, Is Einstein Still Right? Black holes, gravitational waves, and the quest to verify Einstein's greatest creation. Okay, Professor Yunus, where we last left off, we were talking about curved space-time. Now, we know that a flashlight, if you shine a flashlight, the light moves in a straight line. But if space is curved, then light should bend, and that should be measurable. So explain to us, what is Einstein's key concept of curved space-time? How could that be?
Sure. So the idea of curvature of space and time is really it comes from the idea from special relativity that time itself and space are not absolute concepts, but that depend on the reference frame. But in general relativity, we are including gravity in the paradigm. And what Einstein hypothesized was that perhaps gravity has a similar effect on time and on space. Maybe gravity can dilate time, stretch it, and do the same with space. And by including gravity into the equations of special relativity, extending that theory to include gravitational interactions, he realized that in order for this to make sense, space and time had to play they have to play together nicely. They had to form a continuum. And this continuum could stretch in the presence of very large or very dense objects like planets or stars or neutron stars or black holes. So the idea is that time itself dilates due to the presence of a strong gravitational field. And this is indeed an effect that has been observed and measured carefully on Earth by moving clocks, as we described in the book, clocks that were placed on commercial airliners, on planes, and as the planes moved and landed, you know, they flew all over the world and landed. They were able to carefully measure how much time those clocks had recorded relative to the amount of time that had elapsed on identical clocks back on the surface of Earth, and they were able to confirm that indeed the closer you are to a gravitational source, the more time dilates. And similarly, other experiments confirmed that space itself seems to stretch when in the presence of a strong gravitating source.
Okay, Professor Will, in 1919, in a famous experiment, it was shown that light, sunlight, actually bends around the sun, showing that gravity can bend light, meaning that space itself has been curved in the process. Well, that was 1919. That was 100 years ago. Now we have the Hubble Space Telescope. We have all sorts of satellites, radio telescopes. Has that held up? Now that we can calculate what happens when starlight goes around galaxies, is it still true that light bends when it goes around stars? Has that held up?
Absolutely. In fact, it's held up so well that precision has gotten so much better since the time of that 1919 experiment. So, for example, we know that light is bent by the sun, and the measured amounts agree with the prediction of general relativity to better than 1/100th of a percent. So these are extremely precise confirmations of Einstein's theory. But in the more astronomical realm, we now can see gravitational lenses. Large bodies with mass, like galaxies or clusters of galaxies, can bend light as the light passes by and through the galaxies and can produce multiple images of objects that are on the far side, farther away from us. So the galaxies act like glass lenses, but these lenses are not made of glass. They're made of warped space-time. And just most recently, a consortium of scientists that call themselves the Event Horizon Telescope has seen the results of very strong bending of light around the black hole in the galaxy M87, where sometimes light goes around and around and around the black hole a few times before then leaving and coming to the telescopes on Earth. So they could see the extremely strong distortions of the images caused by the strong gravity and strong warpage of space near the black hole.
Okay, well, let's talk about black holes. Professor Yunus, in the 1700s, there was a scientist, John Michell, who took Newton's theory of gravity and showed that if a star were so massive, that light itself could not escape. He called them dark stars, but hey, that was in the 18th century. They didn't know anything about the speed of light or the nature of stars, so that theory languished for 200 years. So tell us now, what is a dark star? What is a black hole? And what does Einstein's theory say about black holes?
Yes, indeed. So black holes are objects inside of which light can escape, nothing can escape. The inside of black hole is like the ultimate prison, if you want. In order to really escape a black hole, you would have to be traveling faster than the speed of light, and that's not allowed by Einstein's theory. So a black hole is the end state of the life cycle of a subset of stars. You know, when stars die, if they're massive enough, they can, after they go supernova, form one of these black hole objects. Black holes can also form from the collision of neutron stars. When two neutron stars, very, very massive, well, stars with masses roughly 1.5 times the mass of our sun, but compressed into a radius of only 10 or 11 kilometers, so incredibly dense stars, when these stars collide with each other, then they can form a black hole after the collision. So black holes are everywhere in the universe, or they seem to be everywhere in the universe, and they come in all sorts of sizes, from small black holes of 5 or 10 times the mass of our sun to gigantic black holes like the ones at the centers of galaxies with millions or tens of millions or billions of times the mass of our sun. And what's really interesting is these black holes are incredibly strongly gravitating objects. So the effects of general relativity, or the deviations that Einstein's theory predicts relative to Newton's theory, are enormous near a black hole, near what we call the event horizon, this ultimate barrier inside which nothing can escape. So the way space and time turn and drag inertial frames is very large near black holes, producing, as Cliff was saying earlier, very interesting images of the of gas that could be swallowed by this black hole as it falls in and shines, and then is detected by our telescopes here on Earth.
Okay, and Professor Will, if people want to see the direction of a black hole, they can look in the direction of Sagittarius, the constellation. There's a black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So explain to us, what do we know about our own backyard, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and also you mentioned M87. If you can tell us how, lashing together radio telescopes, we were able to pick up an object that far in the heart of a distant galaxy. So tell us a little bit about black holes now at the center of galaxies.
Well, since there's long been a suspicion that there is a very massive black hole at the center of our galaxy, dating back to early radio telescope observations of the galactic center, but in the mid-1990s, astronomers using telescopes in the infrared part of the spectrum were able to detect stars that were moving. Now,
okay, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of galactic black holes. And do they agree with Einstein's theory of general relativity? Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on national radio and the Internet, give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is now at Walter Reed Medical Hospital after testing positive for COVID-19. Before he left, he posted a message on Twitter.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support. I'm going to Walter Reed Hospital. I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife have tested negative for the virus after appearing with the president at the Tuesday debate. During a campaign event in Michigan, he wished the president and his wife well. He also said the virus curve hasn't flattened yet.
Dr. Redfield said, and I quote, he held up a mask. He said, these face masks are the most important, powerful public health tool we have. Then he held the mask up again and said, this face mask is more guaranteed to protect me against COVID than a vaccine.
This is USA Radio News. The Speaker of the House is optimistic about bridging the gap on a new stimulus package in Congress. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about one of the strangest theories of all time, Einstein's theory of general relativity, which gives us black holes, gravity waves, maybe even the possibility of wormholes, the Big Bang, and maybe the creation of the universe itself. With us today, we have two professors of physics, Professor Clifford Will, Professor of Physics at the University of Florida, and Professor Nicholas Yunus, Professor of Physics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And the book is called, Is Einstein Still Right? Black Holes, Gravitational Waves, and the Quest to Verify Einstein's Greatest Achievement. You know, it was the astronomer Carl Sagan who once said that remarkable claims require remarkable proof. And Einstein's theory, at least in my opinion, has withstood all challenges for the last 100 years. Many people have tried to disprove Einstein because they want to become famous too, but each time you can see the defect in these challenges. But when we go to the quantum theory, there is a gaping gap when we realize that Einstein's theory is not necessarily wrong, it's incomplete. Well, anyway, once again, we have with us Dr. Clifford Will and Dr. Nicholas Yunus. Well, Professor Will, when we last left off, we were talking about galactic black holes, one of which lurks at the center of our backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. And the other one, which was photographed, this event horizon was photographed in the galaxy M87. So tell us a little bit about these black holes. How big are they? How massive? And what do we know about them and other galaxies as well?
So the black hole in the center of our own galaxy is approximately 4.3 million times the mass of the Sun. In fact, it's been measured so accurately, I think they now have it at 4.35 million solar masses. And this amazing accuracy comes about because they've been able to track stars that are orbiting quite close to the black hole and follow their orbits over close to 20 years now, and to see the details of their orbits. One star in particular comes within 120 times the Earth-Sun distance of the black hole. It is so close that the effect of the dilation of time or the warpage of time near that star causes the light that we receive to be shifted to the red part of the spectrum, and the measurements of that shift agreed completely with what Einstein predicted. Astronomers now believe actually that most massive galaxies have massive black holes in their centers. Galaxy M87 that was photographed by the Event Horizon Telescope is something like 3 billion times the mass of the Sun. The current world record, I believe, is 10 billion solar masses in a different galaxy.
Okay. So now,
go ahead.
Professor Yunus, it was mentioned that outside the event horizon of a black hole, we have a very good understanding of the predictions of Einstein's theory that seem to agree with observation. But even school children ask the question, well, what happens if you fall in? If you fall into the event horizon, well, all bets are off. So in some sense, isn't Einstein's theory correct outside the event horizon, but incomplete inside the event horizon? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a question that gets asked quite often. So what happens when you reach the center of the black hole?
Oh, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to discuss the question, what happens if you fall into a black hole? Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on 100 radio stations to ask a question, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call in to the radio station and website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. So, give us a call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about a new book with the title, Is Einstein Still Right? Black Holes, Gravitational Waves, and the Quest to Verify Einstein's Greatest Creation. With us today is Professor Clifford Will, Professor of Physics at the University of Florida, and Professor Nicholas Yunus, Professor of Physics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Well, Professor Will, when we last left off, we were asking the question that even children ask, and that is, what happens if you fall through the event horizon? Now, the event horizon is this imaginary sphere surrounding the black hole, the point of no return. As long as you are outside the event horizon, you can orbit around the black hole, but if you fall into the black hole, you never get out. It's the ultimate Roach Motel. Everything checks in, nothing checks out. But what about Einstein's theory? Einstein's theory doesn't simply disappear. It actually goes into the black hole, but it gives bizarre consequences. So tell us a little bit about what do we know and don't know about what happens if you fall into a black hole.
Right. So, as I was saying before the break, there's a point at the center of the black hole that we call the singularity, which is where all bets are off. It's the point at the center of the black hole that, you know, you would end up at if you were to fall across the event horizon and enter into the interior of the black hole. And it is a point which, according to Einstein's theory, you would experience infinite pressure, and there would be an infinite amount of matter or energy density at that particular point. But of course, you know, whenever you run into infinities or predictions that are infinite in physics, at least physicists are always suspicious. There's something funky is going on. So what we believe happens is that at the very, very small scales, when you get very close to the singularity, quantum mechanical effects should begin to become important. And as you also mentioned earlier, general relativity does not quite play nice with quantum mechanics. It's not quite possible to quantize general relativity for mathematical reasons, technical mathematical reasons. So the hope is that there is some quantum theory of gravity that reconciles quantum mechanics and general relativity that we have not yet discovered that could resolve the singularity and predict that at this center, the energy densities may be very large, the pressures may be very large, but they are not infinite.
Okay, and Dr. Yunus, let me ask you another question. In 1963, mathematician Roy Kerr calculated using Einstein's theory of gravity the black hole of a rotating black hole. And if it rotates rapidly enough, it does not collapse to a dot at all. It collapses to a ring. And if you fall through the ring, you wind up in a parallel universe. Just like in Alice in Wonderland, the rim of the looking glass is the black hole, the Kerr metric, where you are leaving our universe and entering a parallel universe. Has that theory held up at all, or is it simply science fiction? Any thoughts?
Yeah, great question. So that idea that you can cross... So I was describing a singularity as a point before because I had in mind a non-rotating black hole. But as you pointed out, Roy Kerr in the 60s discovered a rotating solution. And when you look at this rotating solution, what used to be a point in the non-rotating case becomes a ring, a circle, essentially, that's inside, very close to the center of the black hole, but it's not exactly the center, it's shaped like a ring. And indeed, if you take this theory, or this solution, and you consider what happens as you go through the ring, then it would seem like you're entering what you call the parallel universe, like another part of perhaps another part of space time. However, it's been shown that the interior solution to the Kerr space time is not really what we would call stable under perturbation. So this idea of this parallel universe doesn't quite hold up. I think there's a commercial break.
Yes, let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards we're going to continue a discussion and say a few things about wormholes and maybe string theory and gravity waves. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today we have Professor Clifford Will, Professor of Physics at the University of Florida, Professor Nicholas Yunus, Professor of Physics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The book is called, Is Einstein Still Right? Black Holes, Gravity Waves, and the Quest to Verify Einstein's Greatest Creation. So we're talking about trying to experimentally verify one of the greatest theories of the 20th century, Einstein's general theory of relativity. Professor Yunus, where we last left off, we were talking about, well, quite frankly, science fiction. But let's talk about what physics may or may not say about this. It was in 1935 that Einstein took two black holes, stuck them together back to back, and he came up with a wormhole, by which if you fall into a black hole, you don't necessarily get crushed, you fall out the other end, perhaps a white hole. This is all, of course, pure speculation. No one's ever seen one of these things. But what are your thoughts about whether or not at the center of a black hole there could be a wormhole?
Right. So there is indeed no observations of wormholes or white holes that we've made in the universe. But the solution exists. It was found by Einstein and by his assistant Rosen in the 30s. Back then, postdoctoral researchers, I guess, were called assistants. And it goes by the name of the Einstein-Rosen solution, and the wormhole itself is what we call an Einstein-Rosen bridge. And the idea is indeed that as you fall through a black hole, you fall through the event horizon, this solution allows you to, instead of hitting the singularity, going through this throat and exiting on the other side, perhaps through a wide hole. The problem, of course, is that in order to keep this throat stable, prevent it from pinching off completely and separating the white hole, which would evaporate, and from a black hole, which remains stable, you need to support it something. You have to support this bridge in some way. And what you would require is some form of energy or matter that violates what we call the energy conditions. It would effectively anti-gravitate in order to hold this bridge together so that somebody could cross through. We, of course, have not observed, detected, or built ever matter with those properties. So even though it's a tremendous resource for science fiction, it's reality in the cosmos is not clear at this point.
Right. Well, in Star Trek, they call it dilithium crystals, which make warp drive possible. Physicists, I guess, would call it negative energy and the Casimir effect, which would keep the wormhole open so that you can fall through. Well, Professor Will, before we leave, we want to talk about gravity waves, which won the Nobel Prize recently for three physicists. Didn't Einstein himself predict that if you disturb this curved space-time, that ripples will form on the surface, and these ripples would be observable? However, that prediction was made in 1916. It would take 100 years to prove Einstein's conjecture correct. But tell us a little bit about gravity waves.
All right, so Einstein, within a year after publishing the full general theory of relativity, worked out that it also would predict ripples in this curved space-time, gravitational waves that would be emitted by moving masses. Turns out the original paper that he wrote had several serious errors, and after correcting these substantial errors, he published a second paper that was much better. I like to remind students who think that Einstein was this absolutely perfect genius who did everything right, that he was, in fact, human like the rest of us. He made a number of mistakes, despite his great achievements. But the effects were so weak that he never imagined that you could possibly detect these gravitational waves, nor did he have an understanding of the kinds of astrophysical sources that could generate the waves that we now have since the latter half of the 20th century. Since the early 1960s, when a scientist named Joe Weber started building detectors to try to detect these waves, those detectors ultimately were unsuccessful in making a detection. But since the 90s, we have these laser interferometers, very large-scale instruments that can finally detect the very tiny wiggles that in space-time that can move mirrors back and forth, cause laser beams to change their motion slightly, and ultimately in September of 2015, they made the first detection of gravitational waves from two black holes that were going around each other and finally merging to form one black hole.
So this was quite an achievement, right? It took 100 years for the sensitivity of our equipment to detect it. But LIGO, isn't LIGO a gigantic machine required to pick up these very faint signals from outer space? Professor Yunus, tell us a little bit about LIGO.
Yes, indeed. So LIGO stands for the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Observatory, and there's two sites. There's one in Hanford, Washington, and another one in Livingston, Louisiana. And each of them consists of two perpendicular tubes, essentially, that are very large in size. They are, you know, over 2 meters in diameter, and they extend for about 4 kilometers, so about almost 3 miles, and they are in a perpendicular arrangement. So as one shines light at the vertex of this arrangement, light gets split into two sub-beams.
Okay, unfortunately we have run out of time. So once again, our special guest today, Professor Clifford Will of the University of Florida, Professor Nicholas Yunus at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and the book, which I highly recommend. The book is called Is Einstein Still Right? Black Holes, Gravitational Waves, and the Quest to Verify Einstein's Greatest Creation. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website to go to. And on Facebook, we have 4 million fans on Facebook.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.